To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Newt Gingrich says sending the National Guard in is perfectly normal. It's been going on for many years. My dad was in the reserves, and one of the things he describes at the time I was little, he had a gun with a bayonet on it. They sent them into New York City to as National Guard to put down riots and protests, and he talks about being told to advance with the with the knife and the business end of the bayonet pointed, and he actually asked this commander, like, what happens if they don't move? He's like, they don't move. Keep marching. So this idea that we've never seen this before, this is all very new, dictator, Nazi, is very, very silly. And again, I posted this up on my X feed for anybody who wants to see it. This is how we should respond to this. When you Google, how long has ICE, and before that they were the INS, they just changed their name in 2003, same people. How long have they been in Chicago deporting people and enforcing the law? Since at least 1933. So when Pritzker lies, when Brandon Johnson lies, when the Democrats lie, they say Trump sent ICE in, and then they act like he's crazy. Trump sent ICE in. He sent him in. No, he did not. They've been there the whole time. But this is how they're trying to provoke them to violence with cray-cray theories on what Trump is doing. Trump is deranged, he's demented, and that is why he sent the troops in. Who are the troops? He keeps saying the troops are ICE and Border Patrol. No, the troops are ICE, Border Patrol, and INS, all the same people. According to Google, they've been there since 1933. I screenshotted my AI search on Google's AI. And Google even says federal immigration authorities were actually in Chicago deporting people before 1933. It's just they weren't formally there as the INS, but they most certainly were operating. So this is very, very old. What's new is this idea from Democrats, we should have open borders, welcome the cartels here. If they threaten to kill ICE agents, they deserve it. We'll block it out anyway. And we're cool with it. But I want you to hear the deranged theory. I want you to hear what the left is being fed and how dangerous it is. From lunatic Governor J.B. Pritzker.
Well, the broader goal, I believe, is the militarization of major American cities before the 2026 elections. They have dressed ICE and CBP in fatigues. Put them in military gear, including with automatic weapons.
They always wear that.
And had them marching up and down major streets in downtown Chicago.
100 years.
It's a signal that they're trying to send. They think they can get people used to the idea. And next year, I fear that what they're going to do is deploy these folks eventually to polling places and say they're protecting the vote. Donald Trump knows that without shenanigans and without these breaches of the Constitution, he's going to lose the Congress. And if he loses, he's going to immediately, in the aftermath of the election, do what he said he might do in 2020, which is use the military to confiscate the ballot boxes and count the votes, claiming that there's fraud. Remember, he's called up all 50 states' election data to the Department of Justice because they want to review all 50 states for fraud. And they won't tell you exactly what they're going to do, but I fear that these are all connected. And this militarization, even without National Guard or military troops on the ground, you're seeing ICE act like a militaristic organization. You're seeing CBP act like it. One more thing.
Okay, folks, that is so stupid. My head spins. What he's pretend, he's hoping, he, what he's pretending, what he's hoping you don't understand. If Trump were going to do that, right? If Trump were going to do that, and he doesn't send them in because they've been there for 100 years. But if Trump were going to do that, he wouldn't bother with Chicago. Wouldn't bother with Illinois. Kamala Harris won it by 55%. Trump got 44. You're not going to do it. Chicago's the worst of the worst. Kamala Harris got 78% of the vote. So if Trump were going to do some cockamamie scheme to seize ballot boxes with ICE, he'd do it in Wisconsin. He'd do it in Arizona. He'd do it in Nevada. He'd do it in swing states where you could actually do that. You know, like in the midterm elections where I make a mistake, makes some sense. The last place on earth he'd go is Chicago. Maybe like New York and LA. 78% of the vote. He's going to what? Go in and steal your ballot boxes and make it look like you guys, you lunatics, voted Republican. I wouldn't even believe that. It's all they've got, folks. They have to protect the 100,000 illegal immigrant gangsters sheltering in Chicago, just in Chicago right now. That is 5% of the population, Kash Patel pointed out, our FBI director. But I want you to hear what they're telling him, because that's scary, isn't it? It's the kind of thing that makes you want to go get violent, right? If you're a leftist and you don't get good news, you don't get any news that's real. It's deranged. It is. And it's a total lie. They will say anything to keep their illegals. And you know what? Why that is? When you have black men voting between 20 and 25% for Donald Trump, and you need black men to vote at a rate of 91% for you, or you're going to lose, you're never going to win another election. You need those illegals to replace them. You need those illegals to replace Americans who've had it with you. And folks, let me tell you, just to if any of this makes you mad, they're destroying themselves with this, okay? Unbelievable poll out 2 days ago from Harvard Harris. That is Hillary Clinton's former pollster, okay? People are asked to rank their priorities. And you think number one would be the economy. You think number two would be the economy? No. You know what number two? Number one is lower prescription drug costs, which Trump is working on. Number two is arresting illegal immigrants with criminal records. 78% say that's their number two priority. Yeah. So let them keep talking. Let them keep talking. If we have to, this is why Trump's now talking about jailing Pritzker and Brandon Johnson for interfering here on insurrection charges. The polls, the numbers, the American people, for once, they're with us.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.